Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch. It's the last one for the season against Tennessee. So, first thing to watch, quarterback situation. We've been watching it all year, but it looks like something may change for Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it looked like it was going to be Case Keenum middle of the week. Thursday, he practiced, took his normal amount of Thursday reps, but on Friday, he was very limited. Still got the right thumb that's sore. He still has the right thumb, and we know where Thumbkin is, and he might not play. He might not start. He might start. He might come in as a backup to Matt Schaub. It's all up in the air, and it's something to keep an eye on for Sunday.
Yeah, that's interesting, because if he doesn't start, then it will be Matt Schaub going in?
It will. That's what Wade Phillips said.
All right, let's talk about the tight end situation. For weeks, it seems like it's only been Ryan Griffin, but that is also about to change on Sunday as the Texans made some roster moves.
Yeah, he's not going to be by himself. He will start, but looks like Philip Supernaw has been elevated from the practice squad to the active roster. You imagine and you think he's going to be active as well on game day. Great story. Local guy. Went to a small school, Wichita Baptist up in Arkansas. And it's going to be fun to see if he has any impact. This is his first start of his or first game of his NFL career.
Another milestone, which we always talk about, Andre Johnson. He's very close to breaking records every week, and yet another one that he could pass on Sunday.
Yeah, there's about 600 that we could bring up here, but he is less than 170 yards from reaching the 1,500-yard mark in his career. It's possible. It's attainable. He had a good game against the Titans last time around, so let's see if he gets it.
DeAndre Hopkins is wrapping up his rookie year as the first-round draft pick. How do you think it went for him this year?
I think it was a solid first season, and it was highlighted by the Week 2 win over the Titans. He caught the touchdown pass in overtime to win it, and it's going to be fun to see what he does against Tennessee second time around.
He said that was his favorite moment of the year.
I would
probably
hope so,
what
yeah.
He did it against Tennessee in Week 2. Bernard Pollard, former Texan, going to be seeing him again on Sunday. He's the one that landed that big hit on Andre Johnson. What should we expect out of him?
Bernard's not going to change his game. Bernard is a very physical player. He's very aggressive. We talked with him during the week and heard from him. And he did some very nice things for this team, helped the defense out in 2009 quite a bit. Texans had their first winning season when he came along. So going to be fun to see what Bernard does on Sunday. He's always something or someone you got to keep your eye on when he's on the field prowling in the secondary.
All right, five things to watch. Drew Doherty, I'm DP Sidhu. Check out all of our coverage on HoustonTexans.com.